Hey everyone, Tanisha Coffey here, aka The Lofty Entrepreneur. If you've wanted to start a business but you haven't done it because you just don't know how, today's the day to lose that excuse. I've created a free interactive blueprint that walks you through the process step by step. So there you have it, barrier removed. You're welcome. Go to www.30minutestartup.com to access your free blueprint. Before you go, click the subscribe button on The Lofty Entrepreneur show page so you don't miss out on any advice to help you as you grow your business. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining me today on the Lofty Entrepreneur podcast. I'm your host, Tanisha Coffey, aka The Lofty Entrepreneur. And today we're talking about a topic I'm often asked about, but especially more so lately, given the current state of our economy, how to make the switch from a 9-to-5 to entrepreneurship. So today we're going to dive into that with the help of a very special guest. She has spent the last 20 years helping people to level up their careers in so many capacities. Today's guest is Ms. Lashina Matthews. Lashina Matthews, affectionately known as Recruitalina, holds a BBA and an MBA from Oglethorpe University in Atlanta, Georgia. She has been in the recruiting industry in various capacities for over 20 years and has worked with some of the nation's largest technology organizations. She's worked within academia, talent acquisition, corporate recruiting, and employer brand. She's also the CEO of Love What You Do LLC, the founder of Love What You Do Rockstar, and the host of the YouTube channel, The Career Team. In addition to that, Lashina is a speaker, a mompreneur, a career and life coach, and she's the author of the upcoming book, Career Boss Ready, Earn More and Stress Less. Hi, Lashina. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us for the show today.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be able to talk to your guest today. So really thankful for having me.
Oh, of course, of course. Now, I know that you're an entrepreneur, but that hasn't always been your career path. So tell me about how you got into career coaching.
So I think that entrepreneurship is in my blood. My mom was always an entrepreneur at heart, and I felt as if I had it in my blood. But I've always been afraid to make that leap from a steady paycheck of the corporate world into entrepreneurship. So what I have done over the course of the years is that I've blended the two. I've had the best of both worlds. I've been in the corporate world, but also I've had entrepreneur ventures in certain capacities. So I started off in academia with coaching non-traditional students with their career, because in a lot of cases with non-traditional students, meaning that they're raising their children and then they decide, oh, well, what about me? I need to have some education or a degree under my belt. So then they'll go back to school maybe in their late 20s, like I did, or even older. And from that, they're like, what do I want to do when I grow up? I don't know what I want to do when I grow up, which is really a very common phrase that most of us are still trying to figure out. So it really made me to realize that this is not something that is uncommon. A lot of us are trying to figure this out. And so that's where I really was able to help coach non-traditional students to say, you know, where is my passion? What do I want to do? What are some of the classes to be able to achieve that? And I just fell in love with it, and I've been doing it ever since.
And what was that like when you first started out? Was it, kind of easy to kind of split your mind between the entrepreneurial kind of mindset, but then also maintain your, corporate career path? Or was it easy? Was it easy to kind of combine?
So I would say a little bit of both. So I think that everyone should treat their own career, their own job, their own corporate job, whatever job that is, as is it is their own business. Because if you treat it that way, you are becoming of more value to your employer, but you're also creating more value for yourself as a brand. And let me explain that just a little bit. So if you're in a job they're paying you for the job that you're doing, but they're also paying you for maybe some of the creative ideas that you come up with. And that's using your entrepreneur type of mindset. You may come up with a new system, a new technology. If you're in development, you're trying to streamline what technology you're able to use. So if you're constantly thinking in that mindset, that's the same mindset that you need as being an entrepreneur, as you're continuing to build out whatever that business is for you. So it's a little bit of a blend, I would say.
And I think that's really interesting that you bring that up, because a lot of people, when they are working for someone else, they don't even kind of think about building themselves as a brand. They don't think of themselves as a brand at all. They just think of themselves as just an employee. And I think that's kind of just a really interesting way to look at things. And even for those who are, you know, looking to level up, that's, you know, we're not focusing on that aspect of, you know, what you're doing today, but even for people who are thinking about leveling up, maybe they want to do both. They want to level up in their current, you know, profession, if they're, you know, working a 9-to-5, thinking themselves as a brand and building themselves as a brand, and how do they put them out there? You know, of course, their customer is their boss, and their, you know, they need to build brand awareness with their boss. Their boss needs to know their capabilities. You know, how do they begin to show them, you know, how to kind of do those things? So I think that's a really, really interesting perspective, you know, for people to take, you know, if they're in a career and they want to build up, even though they may want to build something on the side, because there are people out there who, you know, they say, I want to get to a certain level in my current profession so that when I do step out to entrepreneurship, I can say, I'm here. These are the things that I've done. These are the capabilities and qualifications I bring. And this is why you should listen to me, hire me, whatever that is. So
when I say that is so important to think about your boss as your client. So, because I think it's flipped. I think a lot of times we as individuals, we think of our boss as the answer to our career, that they should be managing our career. They should be telling us what training to do. Oh no, you're treating your boss as your client. They're your biggest client, and customer service is key. And then a lot of people say, well, Lashina, my boss just makes it so difficult. They don't give me any advice. They don't help me. Okay, they're not paying you for them to help you. You're building that value, and that's the training ground, because then when you step out as an entrepreneur, you won't have anyone helping you to do that. No one is telling you what to do and how to manage your business and what training you need. And you're going to have some pretty difficult customers along the way. So you learn how to deal with, you know, difficult customers, the better you will do as an entrepreneur.
Right. That is definitely something you have to learn to manage. And sometimes, you know, as people who are deciding that they do not want to be in their profession, sometimes as an entrepreneur, you have to fire your clients, you know.
Yes.
And so that's kind of, you know, for those who adopt that mindset that you're talking about in their career, when they get to a point where they're not enjoying their career anymore, and they want to do something else, whether it's move on to another, you know, 9-to-5, or whether it's move to entrepreneurship, they are essentially firing their client, you know. Mm-hmm. So it is definitely a skill. Definitely. I know that you have this kind of motto, and it's a wonderful motto, and you say, when you love what you do, it doesn't feel like work. So what I want to know is, how does somebody even begin to figure out what it is that they love to do, and then potentially monetize that as an entrepreneur?
I truly believe that if you love what you do, it won't feel like work. And the reason being is that we've all been put here on this earth with a gift. And it just takes years upon years sometimes to figure out what that gift is. And sometimes people also think that it's just one gift that we might have. And there's possibilities that there's multiple gifts. So the more things that you can expose yourself to, the more things that you can learn about, you can experience, the closer you get to figuring out what is that gift that I've been gifted with that I'm meant to help others with. That is the one key thing that I tell you in my career as a recruiter that I hear more often. I say, you know, what is it that you want to do in whatever job it is? It could be a customer service job. It could be a PR job, sales job. What is it that you want to do? Lashina, I want to help people. Okay, that's a good place to start. But what do you want to do after that? But it's that key phrase, I want to help people. And then what comes after the dot, dot, dot is what your gift is. So if we think about what is it that we want to help people do, what results do we want to have for them to get, then that helps us find out what those gifts are that we have. And then that's where just exposing ourselves to so many different things and to experiment. Sometimes we're afraid to experiment. Just because you start on one path and it, you know, it doesn't quite feel right, that's okay. Take what you learned from that journey and then adapt it, pivot it. And then it gets you closer and closer to where you're supposed to be that will really fulfill you.
So I wanna touch on that a little bit because I think you mentioned about people, you know, starting down a path and then figuring out it's not the right one or what they're doing isn't working. And I think that people have a huge fear of messing up, you know, of failing. And, you know, people tend to be judgmental of, you know, entrepreneurs and skeptical of people when they say, oh, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to start a business. You definitely have your crowd of, you know, supporters, but mm-hmm. then also have your crowd of people who are like, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see if she or he, you know, does it. You know, they support you, but at the same time, they're doubtful. And then some people are really vocal about their doubts and, you know, kind of, you know, completely, you know, can kind of get you down on even just trying to do whatever it is you're trying to do. So yep. when you come across a client like that who has tried something, they're in the trenches kind of trying to figure out what is my thing. And, you know, they're trying different things and failing, and, you know, that support that they once had from someone maybe is dwindling because that person's like, come on now, what are you doing? You know, what advice would you give to that person who's still trying to figure it out after maybe two or three tries? How do you keep them going?
I love the quote, fail early, fail fast, and fail often. And the key word there and all of that is fail. We have to get comfortable with failing. And I say that and my heart cringes because I am one of those people that I don't like to fail. I don't like to feel as if I failed. But if we change the narrative of the word fail to experimenting, then sometimes maybe that makes us feel a little bit better. But right. Experiment quickly, experiment fast. And then with an experiment, as we know all from school, you know, you do this experiment and it's like, okay, well, this is the result. So how do I change maybe the formula a bit to get a different result? So it's not that we failed and that's just the end of times. As we know with Albert Einstein, like how many times did he fail before he became a success? But we have to keep consistent. We have to keep trying. And that's the key, that we have to keep trying and not think of our failure as an end all be all. Think of our failure as just the beginning of something new.
Right. And a learning experience, like you said, you know, actually sit back after you get through, you know, the pain or frustration or, whatever emotion you're feeling about having failed, sit back and take a moment to think, okay, why didn't it work? What was it about it? And then you can take that, you know, introspective, you know, realization into your next thing, whatever you try, and, you know, try to have, like you said, a different result. So I think that is important, hugely important.
And you said the magic phrase there, a magic word is we have to reflect back. we have to self-reflect. Because if you're making, if you're doing these experimenting, and then you're also doing these failures, if you're not going back to say, okay, what worked, what didn't work, why didn't it work? Having that self-reflection is so key. So it's key in your career, because that's, you know, a lot of companies will have performance reviews, and that's the time for you to reflect on your performance for the last quarter or the last year. Those times are so important for you to understand what is it that you did well, what do you need to continue working on. The same as an entrepreneur, you have to have that reflection, or you're really missing such a key piece. And maybe that's the reason why you can't go to that next level, is because you're getting too stuck in that moment,
right?
And not learning from it.
Right.
And life will continue to give us the same things until we learn from it.
Yeah.
So if you're not changing situations, then apparently you haven't learned the lesson that you're supposed to learn. So we'll keep giving you different ways of learning the lesson until you learn it.
Yes. Yes. So take the time to figure it out. Figure it out when you fail. Figure out what you did wrong and do something different so that you don't have to keep reliving that pain and that frustration, and you can move forward, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that kind of brings me to my next topic. I think there's a lot of people right now, given the current state of the economy, who are definitely feeling some serious pain, especially when it comes to their professional career. And, you know, I think a lot of people are finding that the stability that they thought that they had in their job really isn't there. It was a false sense of security. Some people, you know, maybe they're working, but their pay is significantly cut because the company just can't sustain, you know, where the levels they were at, you know, prior to, you know, the economy, you know, taking its downturn. And then you have other people who just out of the blue, completely out of work. And we're talking about people of all levels, people who were, you know, at executive level, mid-level, entry level. We have college students now who are just, you know, graduating from college thinking that they were going to go into a profession, which may or may not be the case. So, you know, what advice do you have for someone who is either working for an employer now in their job, they feel like, okay, this isn't so secure, I need to figure something else out, or someone who's out of work, basically people who are finding a need for one reason or another to either fully transition to entrepreneurship or to at least add that in as another revenue stream. What advice would you give to them on the steps to take?
Mm-hmm. I tell you, this has been the most challenging time that we've all, I think, experienced in our lifetime. With jobs, with people being out of work, with entrepreneurs who've been impacted because they are not able to work their business because they can't have any customer facing. It has been our kids, they've been at school, at home school versus at school. So that adds another complexity of those who are working from home and having to homeschool their kids. It has been challenging on so many levels. The unemployment rate continues to increase. There's so much that is going on. And so for the clients that I have worked with up until this point, one of the things that I continue to encourage them and coach them on is always, always have multiple streams of income.
Critical.
So critical. You have a job, you have a paycheck that's coming in every 2 weeks or every month, whatever it is. But that is not your end all be all, because as an employee, you at any point could be given severance papers for nothing of related to your performance. It could just be a change in the business model that they decide that they no longer need your role and you're out of a job. And then what? But if you leave the company, then they would like the professional courtesy of giving them a 2 weeks notice.
Right.
You know, that's something that you have to think about. It is the employers, that they are in the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm.
As an individual, you need to be in the driver's seat. and not only having your steady paycheck, you know, if that word means anything really, but also having your multiple streams of income and almost thinking of them as levers. Like sometimes you need to adjust levers with maybe water pressure. So just because you have these multiple streams of income, it could be that based on your bandwidth, your time, your resources, that you're pulling those levers separately so that you can then make sure that you're taking care of yourself and your family and your livelihood. It is just so absolutely important to have those multiple streams of income.
Right. I think that's something that my husband and I, we talk about all the time when we're speaking with entrepreneurs, you know, to kind of diversify. And we talked about it earlier in the conversation about, you know, do you have to stick to one thing? No, you don't. Because like you said, you may have more than one talent. You know, of course, if you're dealing with, you know, you're talking to a specific audience about a specific topic, yes, you want to kind of be streamlined and focused, you know, with your marketing and all that. But that doesn't mean that you can't be somebody completely different to for a different audience, not a different person, but, you know, share a different part of yourself, a different part of your personality, a different part of your skill set with them. So I think that, you know, that's hugely important. And, you know, because you have people out there that are, you know, say executives on, you know, executives by day and, you know, in rock bands by night, they have musical talent. So, you know, it's like, yeah, that's two totally different things. You know, the guy in the, you know, stuffy three-piece suit, you know, bow tie, and then all of a sudden he's rocking it out on stage. You know, it's like people are allowed to, you know, to be multifaceted. And I think, you know, when people think about business owners and entrepreneurship, they want to kind of stuff you into this, you know, tiny box and think that you have to live there. And if you don't live there, that you're not focused or that you're not serious about what you're doing. But that's not the case. It's like you said, taking advantage of your different talents. And then if you're smart about it, how to monetize each one of those for those different revenue streams.
Absolutely.
And you are actually leading by example on that because, you know, when we were doing the intro, the very last thing, which was new since the last time I checked in with you, was author. You've added that, you know, as another kind of potential revenue stream for you. Well, no, it is a revenue stream because you're already putting the word out there and having success and interest and money's coming in. So I want you to tell me about your book project. Your book is supposed to be coming out this fall. So tell me a little bit about it. What can people expect?
Yes, I am so, so excited. One of the things that I had on my vision board for 2020 was to branch into the realm of author. Now, if you would have asked me that, I don't know, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, I would have never said that I wanted to write a book. I never had any interest in being an author. It's just, it wasn't even on my radar screen. But as I continue to develop and to continue to learn, then, you know, I found that I was hiding just some great value that needs to get out to the world. And, you know, if you hide your value, if you don't give the value that you're meant to give to others, it will hold you back from being able to move to different levels. So it finally, the light bulb finally went off and I said, okay, I'm gonna do this. And so the book is called Career Boss Ready, Earn More and Stress Less. And part of the thought process behind that is Will Smith's quote, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So the same thing with your career. If you stay ready in your career, you owning your career as a business, then you don't have to get ready. So when those severance papers come, you won't be in a shock and feeling emotional that this company has been disloyal to you because they're now, you know, giving you the papers out of the door. You will be ready for that and you'll be able to put your business mind on and say, okay, I got it. What's next?
Right.
So staying ready, it reduces your stress level because you're anticipating what might happen and how you might pivot or how you might respond in those cases.
Right.
Also, by staying ready helps you to earn more. So I am on a mission of creating 1,000 six-figure earners and another 1,000 seven-figure earners.
Okay.
It is, and I know people think of, oh, well, six figures, like, oh, I don't even want to make six figures. Okay. Well, I bet if you made six figures, you wouldn't feel that way.
Yes.
And the other thing to think about is by earning six figures, it gives you a different mindset. It gives you a different mindset that, oh, if I can earn six figures, I can earn more. Or I can do this with those earnings that I never thought was possible. I could help give back to a charity that's near and dear to my heart. I can have my, you know, my kids can have the best education or some of the, you know, challenges that they may have within their education, that you don't have that stress of thinking, how am I going to pay for this? So there's just so much that goes into earning more that enables you to stress less. So this is part of what the book is about. I'm really excited about just all of the people that I will have an opportunity of touching with this book. And so part of that is also a celebration of life for me, because I am 2 years a breast cancer survivor this year.
Yay, congratulations. So blessed.
Thank you. It's definitely been eye-opening for me that every day, I've always appreciated life, but when you go through something like cancer, it gives you another perspective that every day counts and every day is a celebration of life. So as part of my launching the book, then the website is a tribute to that. So it's www.happybirthdaylashina.com.
One more time.
happybirthdaylashina.com.
Okay.
Is L-A-S-H-E-N-A. So happybirthdaylashina.com. And it is a tribute to celebrating life for me, that every day is making the most of your life.
Okay, that's awesome. So they can go to the site, and you actually have that on pre-order right now, right? So
yes.
They kind of get in on the early bird special pricing and all that and make sure they get their copies when it's released.
That website goes to the front page that shares a little bit. And I'm very personal. I'm very open and transparent about, you know, my age, about, you know, just helping to celebrate, because this is part of my tribe. As you go to that website and you put in your confidential information for your email, you become part of my tribe. So you're able to, not only part of the pre-order is to also, you know, to get in my contact so that I continue to have tips and tricks about what's going on in the economy or things that are going on with my career, then I'm sharing that information with you. And you also get my personal email address so that you're able to reach out to me that way.
Right. And I know that you also have another way that people are kind of being able to benefit from your knowledge and kind of just take some of that in through your YouTube channel, The Career Tea as well, right?
Yes, The Career Tea is giving you the tea on your career so that you can earn more and stress less. Yeah. So it's giving some tips here and there, you know, and again, it just gives you some personal insight, you know, I think, and it gives you different aspects of me and my personality and some of the things that I do. So one of the videos I did from my son's baseball game. So it's just, you know, just being able, because you never know where you might get some of those lessons that you can then translate into your career. So it's really giving you the tea in these little sound bites about things that you can immediately use in your life to impact your earnings and your stress level.
Okay, so far we know where we can grab our pre-order of your book, Okay, that's at www.happybirthdaylashina.com. We know where we can get some tips until the book comes out and thereafter through your YouTube channel, The Career Tea. But what about for people who are like, I need some consulting now. I need some help. I'm going through this transition. I need some career coaching. How can they connect with you for that? Let me know.
The first place is happybirthdaylashina.com so that they can get on the mailing list so that they can have not only the mailing list, but also my email address is on there. So you can go to that website and it'll give you my email address and you can reach out to me directly.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Lashina. I so appreciate you for taking the time out to talk to me today. Hopefully, our listeners and watchers got as much value out of this as I did, because it's always refreshing to speak with you and just kind of get that revitalized energy, you know, about just kind of how you look at things, whether you're in business for yourself or whether you're a brand for the company that you work for. So I very much appreciate you, you know, sitting down and talking with me today. And I also want to thank you guys, my listeners, for listening today. Please be sure to subscribe to the Lofty Entrepreneur Podcast. You can find it on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. You can find it on Spotify. You can find it on anchor.fm and several other channels. And then also, if you're watching on YouTube, and even if you're not, please, you know, subscribe to my YouTube channel. It is The Lofty Entrepreneur. So very easy to find. Until next time, you guys, please keep catching dreams. #catching dreams. Bye.